Welcome in to episode 131 of Fired Up. Check us out at firedupsports.com. I'm Mike Villetta. Joining me as always, Dom Console. Dom, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Right now I'm watching the Oilers, you know, play hockey, if that's a thing that they know how to do. They don't this year. Spoiler alert. So that's all I got going on tonight.
Yeah, I'm watching Monday Night Football right now.
What's the score? So it's the, what game is that? 3-0. The Broncos, who are they playing?
Bills.
Yep. Broncos-Bills game, that's right.
Yeah. It's 3-0 okay. Denver. They're driving. They're in the red zone.
The second quarter yet?
Yeah, it was eight and a half minutes left.
Okay. Well, scoring game.
I have no skin in the game. No gambling.
And against the spread, we all have tonight's game.
Oh, really? Okay. Other than that.
Yeah, I was gonna say I don't have
any fantasy. All fantasy is over for me for the week. So
I'm not even on fantasy. I told you last week. I'm done. I'm done with fantasy football. I'm done with it. But so yeah, for against the spread, me and you both have the Bills -7.5. And Chris has the under 47.
It's not looking good.
Well, for him, it's looking good.
For him, the under
is looking good. Yeah. But there's still so much time left in that game. I mean, we'll see what happens. We'll get to it at some point. But like before the season, we looked at that Bills game against the Eagles in a couple weeks. And I thought that was going to be like one of the toughest matchups of the year. And I don't know if that's the case anymore.
Yeah. What the fuck are they doing?
What's that?
They lined up in punt formation on the 6-yard line. Denver did.
Okay.
And then Buffalo just called the timeout because they had no idea what the fuck is going on.
Sounds about right. So I caved this week with something. And I caved this week.
Oh, okay.
And I say caved like it wasn't my decision. But on Sunday night, put up the Christmas tree.
Oh, there you go.
That's not too early, right?
No, I wish I had mine up already. I just don't have the I haven't had the time to do it yet.
Yeah. It was Sunday night, and we were sitting around the house like 6:30, and I'm like, there's really nothing to do. Yeah, there's really nothing to do. I didn't watch football like all day Sunday. I was just kind of relaxing. I was like, you know what? Let's put up the tree. And then we're scrambling at like 10 o'clock trying to put all the decorations away.
Am I gonna have to ask your wife if it was her idea or was it your idea?
It was my idea, 100%. You could ask her.
I don't know. I might have to ask.
It was my idea.
Okay.
Definitely my idea. You could ask
her. What would you say if she said it was her idea?
Is she lying? She's lying. Yes.
Ah.
But yes.
I don't know if you ever admit that though.
Yes.
Like if you should ever admit that.
What, that she's lying?
Yeah. In any situation.
I mean, you know, sometimes the truth has to come out.
Did you ever see those commercials like the challenge when like there's two people like arguing and they're like, I definitely told you that, and they're like, no, you didn't. Well, let's challenge it. Throw the challenge flag. And they throw the challenge flag.
Yeah.
It's kinda like that.
Get like a replay, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. How come the chick always wins?
That's a good question. Because usually 9 times out of 10, I'm sure that's usually how the scenario plays out. Usually,
nine.
Usually the guy is very and I'm one of them. I'm very forgetful. So, but like in certain instances, I know for a fact I'm correct that this is one of them.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right.
Yeah, but
because I thought you were anti Christmas before Thanksgiving.
I was for the longest time. Now that, like, the kids
like
are getting
2 weeks
old.
Ago.
No, I don't think so. See, this is our rule. We can do the Christmas decorations inside the house before Thanksgiving. Okay. But outside, we have Thanksgiving decorations up. That stays Thanksgiving until the day after. Then we could switch it.
Okay.
So inside before Thanksgiving, outside after.
All right.
That's our deal. Yeah.
I like it.
Yep. But you know, like as like the kids are getting older now, so like I'm starting to like enjoy it more.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So, Leon Draisaitl scored. I don't know if you're keeping tabs, but
I am not. Future Flyer Leon Draisaitl.
Exactly.
That's how we should phrase it every single time.
Future Flyer Leon Draisaitl. I mean, listen, Phase one's going great for Leon Draisaitl to Philadelphia. We need Edmonton to be absolute dog shit. So this way he wants to leave. And they're absolute dog shit, so.
Yeah.
That is a good thing. Absolutely.
Can we trade Nick Castellanos in that deal?
yeah, sure. Is that how that works? Nah. What do the Phillies get? I feel like the Phillies are getting the shit end of the stick. Just not having to pay him? Is that the benefit?
Would I guess so.
You don't think they're gonna trade him, right? I mean, we could get into it.
I think that they're not like openly trying to trade him. I think they're just very okay with like with
do you think,
if it made sense.
I was gonna say, do you think it makes sense to trade him? I mean, I guess it depends on who you get and who you go after to replace him. Like, I think it makes sense to lose or to move on from one of Rhys Hoskins and Nick Castellanos. I don't think it makes sense to move on from both. And they already said they're moving on from Rhys.
Well, why not both? I'm asking. Just curious.
Because the reason you get rid of Rhys is because Bryce is playing first base. And the reason you get rid of Castellanos is to put Harper back in right field. If you lose both of them and you have Bryce at first base, then now you have to find a right fielder.
What if you trade Nick for a better fielder, like a better outfielder? Like Nick and prospects. I don't know who that guy would be.
Yeah, I would say the one depends on who that guy is, but it seems like a lot of people wanted to trade Nick, and I think you might have said it last week. The reason to trade Nick is for pitching.
I guess it all depends. Like, I don't know, is Nola coming back? Like, oh my God, they missed the extra point. This team is so bad.
To the Bills?
But no, Denver. Denver really quick. Stinks. They lined up in the punt formation on the 6-yard line in the red zone. No idea
punt
what's going
formation.
On Buffalo.
You mean field goal?
Yeah. No, punt. No. The punter came out and was like 15 yards back getting ready to get the punt.
On the 6-yard line?
Buffalo on the 6-yard line. And then that's why I said, what the hell are they doing? And then Buffalo calls a timeout because I don't even think Denver knew what they were doing. and then Russell Wilson drops back, almost gets sacked. He runs around like it's 2012, and he throws a dime to Sutton, and then they miss the extra point. All right. Anyway.
Who's that coach nowadays, Denver?
Sean Payton.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. Let's hop back to 2011, 2012, like
that
you said.
That was like... old Russell Wilson right there. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in about 6 years.
No. Neither is he.
So, yeah. Yeah. So, neither is Sierra. But, so going back to the Phillies, what were we talking about again? I forget.
Training Castellanos, and if it makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it makes sense, you know. But I don't think they're out there saying, hey, Nick's available, you know.
Right. I just losing
I mean,
both
I,
bats
I just,
like
I
that.
I think he's always, you know, yeah, of course.
I just, losing Rhys and Castellanos, I think, just it hurts the lineup. It hurts the bat.
Especially,
go ahead.
Especially with the right-handed power bat, you know?
Right.
Which I think they're lacking even with one of those two guys.
All right. Sure. Yeah. Now, the debate is kind of Aaron Nola, right? Resign him, pay him whatever he wants, which I think the rumor is like 7 years, $200 million. Which seems kind of crazy. It's either that or go out and sign a guy like Blake Snell.
I'd rather keep Nola.
Rather keep Nola, personally. Okay. Even at that 7 years, 200 number?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't hate the money. I don't hate the money. I don't like the years.
It's a lot of years.
It is. Especially with how much he's got, you know, on his arm.
A lot of innings, yep.
But, you know, he's one of those guys that is like, he came up through the system, which not many of these guys have. Like something that we've been saying is a problem with the Phillies organization in the last, you know, 40, 50 years, whatever it is. They can never develop these guys, and he's one of the few guys that have developed, and he's been here since the beginning. And I think he's a big clubhouse guy, too. I think a lot of people really like him in the clubhouse.
And you also see how he pitched in the playoffs.
Yes.
And, like, they...
2 years in a row.
They might have fixed him. Like, I know he was awful. Maybe awful is not the right word. He was very inconsistent and had some bad moments this season, but it seemed like they might have fixed him with, like, just his mechanics into the playoffs, and maybe you bring that in next year and he does the same thing, and maybe through the course of a full season, he's just much better.
I don't know. What was it? What did he give up? 32 homers this year?
You have a lot,
yeah. It's like, that's like the most he's ever had, like, and like by far. I think last year was 25. So, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just like a fluke year.
Yeah. And it was the first year of the pitch clock, too. Like, when I say fix him, you heard the story of how they fixed his mechanics, right? How, like, he was looking, apparently throughout the whole season, they noticed it, like, late in the season, he was looking at the one pitch clock, and it was throwing his whole body off to go, like, left, I think it was.
Okay.
So, like, in the playoffs, they told him, they changed it to where he looked at, like, a different pitch clock, and it was fixing where he usually where he usually starts his motion at.
All right, well, that's a little worrisome, I'm not gonna lie.
What's worrisome?
That A, took them that long, and B,
well, yeah, yeah,
and B, that he didn't notice that, like, his third start into the season.
True, no, that's true, but you know, listen, better late than never, I guess.
Yeah, sure, I guess, yeah.
Assuming that's what fixed him in the playoffs. It could just all be coincidence. I don't know.
Yeah, some guys just rise. You know, that's sure. That, it could be both. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not a big Snell guy. I'd rather have Nola. But I guess if they, like, I've heard Sonny Gray today a lot.
I'd rather Snell than Sonny Gray.
I'd rather
Nola than all three of them. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But, like, Nola pitches more innings. He's just an innings eater. And with, I just don't want as many innings on the bullpen. We saw, like, Kimbrel's obviously not back, but we saw it affect Kimbrel, like, late in the season. And guys like mm-hmm. that, where they're throwing a lot of innings, the second half of the season, they're not as valuable. So I prefer somebody that can eat innings like Nola can.
What happens, because I think we talked about it a little bit last week, what happens if they don't re-sign Nola and they don't, either they're just not interested in Snell or Gray, and or they don't get either of those guys?
What do you think trade for?
Because that's what they're going to have to do.
I would trade whatever is necessary for Corbin Burnes. On the last year of his deal, Milwaukee's kind of the tweener team. Maybe they're looking to make a move.
I like Burnes a lot.
I love Corbin Burnes.
But, like, on the last year of his deal, I don't know. Like, would you give up, like, I don't know, Justin Crawford, McAbel, like these like these guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep, okay. Probably. Like, Crawford, I think, is a little tougher to move on from, but, like, Abel, like, when's the last homegrown Phillies pitcher, like, other than Nola and, like, Hamels, that come up and do anything? Like, all I kept hearing about is how much of a A-plus blue-chip prospect Spencer Howard was. Guy fucking stinks. Like,
Yeah, I understand. But I don't think that should, you know, shy you away from other...
No, it shouldn't, but is Mick Abel that good of a prospect, or do we just overrate every prospect or young guy that comes up? Painter's interesting. I don't know how much trade value he has. Like, do other teams touch?
I think he still has value.
You think so? Do you think other teams still touch that, even with the injury stuff?
Yeah, because we've seen guys, even older guys, come back.
Oh, sure,
Zach Wheeler.
Verlander won a Cy Young afterwards.
Verlander, yeah. You know, yeah. So
Shohei Ohtani got Tommy John.
Right. He's about to get a second one, but but I don't think that's a concern anymore. I think that with modern technology, modern medicine,
yep,
it's so much different now.
I don't know that I trade Painter. I don't know that I would, but guys like Micah Bell or Griff McGarry, Crawford, maybe, possibly, those guys. I think, yeah, I'm cool
surprised.
With.
I'm surprised that they didn't bring up one or both of those guys this year at some point.
Me too,
because. Who did they play earlier this year? Was it Griff McGrath's like college roommate or something?
I think McGarry. I don't remember.
McGarry, that's what I meant. I forgot. I don't know why.
I vaguely remember who you're talking about. Was it the
Pittsburgh maybe, or like
maybe I could look it up.
Tampa, I think it was, or it was like one of those teams. Basically, like, they were drafted the same age, drafted at the same time, had the same numbers in the minors, and they were like, you know what, screw it. Like, we have nothing to lose. And I felt like the Phillies could have, you know, tried to do that this year, but...
Yeah.
I think he's a little bit older, right? He's like 22, 23, 24, something like that.
McGarry, yeah, I think he's like 24. Andrew Abbott, I believe, is who you're talking
Abbott,
about.
Abbott, yep.
Yep.
They were college roommates.
Yeah, Yeah, they played together at Virginia. I'm trying to see where Abbott plays. Is he on Pittsburgh?
I don't remember.
Doesn't have
it
in this, doesn't have in this article. Hold on. The Reds. There you go.
The Reds, that's what it was, yeah.
Yep.
So
but other options pitching wise, if they don't get, you know, one of the Snells, or they don't re-sign Nola, they don't trade for Corbin Burns, another free agent. How do you feel about Marcus Stroman?
He doesn't replace Nola, I don't think. But I was hoping they could get him at the deadline.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's had a weird career.
Yeah, obviously the Cubs, like, they made a push towards the end of the year. So they wound up not making any moves, but or any moves to get rid of guys. But yeah, I mean, he's had a very weird career. But he seems like he shows up in big moments, because, like, do you remember it was the first it wasn't this year, it was a couple years ago. The World Baseball Classic.
Mm.
He came up huge for Team USA. So I think he's a guy that has, like, balls. But I think I would be interested in him, but I just don't think he I don't know if he replaces Nola, you know? I don't think he's a number one, number two guy.
You don't think he's number two? You don't think he could do
maybe
that?
I think he's, like, a top end number three.
I was going to say, because I don't know that you're looking for, like, I don't think Nola's a number one anymore. Like, I don't think you're looking for a number. I don't think you're looking for a number one. Like, next year, Zach Wheeler's their number one.
That's what Dombrowski's. I'm just going.
What, they're looking for a number one?
That they want, like, a top guy, a number one, number two pitcher. Yeah.
I mean, I know Blake Snell might win the Cy Young this year. Do you qualify him as a number one? Do you qualify retaining? Do you qualify retaining Aaron Nola as a number one? I wouldn't. Or do you go out and get a Corbin Burns type guy? Like, that's a number one.
Okay, so let me ask you the question. 7 years, $200 million.
Do I do it?
Yeah.
Is
that not number one money?
It is. Right? I would say, yeah, I mean, I think it is. Yeah. Again, like you said, the numbers, like, the money doesn't really scare me. It's 7 years.
Yeah. I guess looking at that, this might change your mind or maybe validate your thought. I don't know. But like you think about it, the 7 years, he's got a lot of wear and tear, but like we're going to have Trey, we're going to have Bryce, we're going to have these guys until, you know, that are on 10 to 13
contracts. The next decade, yeah. Yep.
Just add another guy in there and these last 3 or 4 years are probably going to be fucking brutal.
Yep.
But, you know, we're doing it for these next 3 to 5 years, you know?
Right, because, I mean, who's the guy after Wheeler, right? Like, who's the guy after... Yeah, just in general, I'm just saying, like, the team's getting older in general, right. So, like, those last couple of years might be tough anyway, because, like, who's the guy after Wheeler? Who's the guy after JT? Right, who's the guy after Schwarber? Like, you could say about a lot of the lineup is, like, who's the guy after these guys that are kind of not getting any younger, like the lineup's fairly old,
right?
Especially their big pieces.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know what the plan is, and are you looking?
A lot going on.
Well, are you looking for just Nola or his replacement, or are you looking for Nola and his replacement? Or Nola or his replacement, and another piece also to add to the rotation. Like, who's the rotation next year? Wheeler,
with
Suarez,
Nola or without Nola.
Well, we could put Nola or his replacement. That's one spot locked up, right? Okay. So then, who's the other four? Is Wheeler, Suarez,
Walker,
Izzy, Tyon
Walker?
Izzy? They showed what they believe in him in the playoffs. They didn't play him.
Yeah, but he's still gonna be this.
I understand. He's still gonna be here. He's still gonna be this. Yeah, you don't think there's any chance they move on from him, or at least try. I don't know if they can move that money. To be honest,
I was gonna say, man, I don't think there's any possible way that they.
I don't think there is either. But
I mean, I know you and I are not totally like huge into like win loss records for starting pitchers.
He had a lot of them though.
He did. He had what 14 or 15 wins?
14, like, I believe. Yeah.
That's really good. And he wasn't bad this year. It was just the last month he was. But
he was just, to me, he's just a wild card. Like there's one game where he could give you six, seven innings of 1-2 run baseball, and then the next inning or the next game he'll give up six. Like,
I'm not telling you he's good. I'm just telling you that he's their fourth starter.
Okay, fair enough. That's so cool. We got Nola or his replacement, Zach Wheeler, Suarez, Walker, and who's the five? And is it Sanchez? Do you give the ball to Sanchez?
I think it training camp or not training camp. Spring training will be a battle between McGarry,
Abel
and
Sanchez.
Maybe they go six again.
Oh, they go six, or say a guy like Sanchez or Abel win the fifth spot. You could always move the other to the bullpen or something, figure something out like that.
Yeah.
But so that was basically my question: is are you just looking for Aaron Nola's replacement, or are you getting another arm? Yeah. It sounds like just worried about just replacing Aaron Nola if you have to replace him.
Probably. I just don't know how much I don't know what Abel and what McGarry do. Like I don't.
Yeah, I mean nobody.
I don't
knows.
Know if they're good or not. Like I Dombrowski knows. You know, the front office has an idea, but I don't know how good those guys are and if they're worthy of pitching in this league. Like, I don't know.
I also don't think either of them had a particularly great year in the minors, which is concerning because like if you're going to make it to the bigs, I mean you should be able to dominate every level up to that point. Theoretically. I mean, I know some guys...
I mean, some guys don't do it as quickly, but...
Yeah.
I just don't know what we have in those guys. So, like, I don't know if their plan would be to... Is one of those guys your fifth guy? Because, like, I kind of think, like, let's pretend, like, hypothetically, let's say, like, Painter, like, didn't get hurt, right? Now we're looking at Nola Wheeler, like the start of this past season.
I was gonna say if Painter doesn't get hurt, you probably see him at some point last season.
Right. So this is going into last season. I'm saying you had Nola Wheeler, Painter, Suarez, and Walker, and even Billy Falter at that point.
Going into last year,
yep. Roster. Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody expected Sanchez to do what he did.
No. Well, nobody knew who Sanchez was.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, May or June. Whatever.
Right. I think it was going into spring training. It was Falter and Painter kind of battling for that five spot,
for that fifth spot. Yeah. And I was on here. When we talked to Chad Durbin, I said, you know, the sixth man is something. You know, I think they should consider. And eventually, they did go to that when they traded for Lorenzen. But like, I'm just curious if they still have that same mindset. Where like, okay, we have Painter, we have Wheeler, we have Nola, and we have Suarez. Like, let's go out and get Tyon Walker. Like. Let's go, you know, even with assuming that Billy Falter was, you know, going to be that same guy he was the year before in 22. So, like, I don't know. Maybe they do go out and get another guy even with Nola. Who knows?
Yeah. It's going to be
tough to move Castellanos and Walker, those contracts.
Yeah,
I think
Castellanos is easier to move, far easier to move.
Sure, absolutely. But it's still not easy. I think I told somebody today that I don't think Castellanos is going to be here at the end of his contract, whether that's this offseason, next offseason, or the offseason.
Was he the 4-year or the 5-year? I know him and Schwarber signed similar deal. He was the 5-year, okay.
Yeah. I think
so he's got another three left.
4 years, 80. Yep.
Yeah.
Schwarber was 4 years, 80, and Castellanos 5-year, 100.
100, right. So he's got another 3 years left.
Yep.
You don't think he'll make it to the end of that deal?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Especially if he has another playoff like he did these last two, like I don't know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say it is wild that like he was that bad. Like if it was just him in that Diamondback series, then I think it's easy to kind of single him out. It was everybody. Yeah. Like he was so good in the Brave series. Like it's kind of wild that he was that bad when he was that good, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think he had a decent like first half of that series too. It was more from like game 3 on. Like the first two games I think he was pretty good, and then
well game 2 they won like 10-0 or something.
10-0,
shit.
Yeah. I think he homered, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, the bats were alive the first two games and then they just went ice cold. But so it was kind of the whole team. So it's kind of hard to just single him out. Yeah, exactly. It's the whole team. So it really is hard to kind of single him out there. But
I'm really curious where they go in these next few years, because like look at somebody like JT, right? Like I was talking to somebody today and they were like, mm-hmm. well, who are the untouchables? And I said, well, honestly, it's prop for me right now. It's Bryce Harper mm-hmm. is an untouchable. And I wouldn't say Trey Turner's untouchable. Here's my thing. So he's very, very close to being untouchable, because what we've seen in his 7 or 8 year career before coming here was a guy that's done the same thing for those years, hit 300 in a first career, like things like that.
MVP,
be able to hit the ball on the first pitch, hit with two outs on, like, you know what I mean? Like, things like that. And I just I'm not ready to give up on that. So I think Trey Turner is really close to being untouchable. And then you have guys like Stott, who I think if it really makes your team better, I would. But he would probably be like in the next tier. And Schwarber's also in that tier for me. And then I think if there's guys like Castellanos, JT.
Where's Bohm fit in that?
Bohm is in that same tier with JT and Nick. Where like, yeah, I like Bohm. I do. I just. He doesn't hit it for enough power for me, and he doesn't pull the ball enough. I've been saying this for 3 years. He does not pull the ball. He does spray the ball over the field, but he really stepped up defensively this year. Yeah. I just think if you can get better at third base, you do.
There's a chance they can get Arenado. Get Arenado.
Yeah. Well, we talked about that in July.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Some people were not happy, but... but I was telling somebody today, I said, you know, JT has 2 years left on his deal. Like...
Who's the next guy?
Well, not even that. Like,
do you think they resign him after that? Like,
well, that was my That was my thought. Like, that's what I want to talk to you about. Like, is he the future DH? Like, is he going to DH next year? Not this upcoming year, but the year after. Like,
well, at that point, Schwarber will still have a year left. What do you do with Schwarber?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, because I want no parts of Schwarber in the field.
No, I forgot about Schwarber. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you re-sign him to be your D? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, when Schwarber's contract's up and they want to move on or whatever, and Schwarber wants to move on, like, maybe he's your DH after that. But, after the 2 years, I don't think you can rely on him to catch 80 to 100 games every
year. That's what I'm saying. It's a lot of wear and tear.
Yeah. Like, I think this year, I think this year you might start seeing some, you know.
He's going to move.
DH Absolutely. And first base a few games here or there, which is also why I would like them to go out and get a backup catcher, a more reliable catcher that can get innings. Because I don't think Stubbs is that guy.
Sure.
But yeah, we'll see. I mean, free agency's like started yet? Are they signing? But guys, can they sign guys?
It started. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, has anybody signed yet? Longer.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
The MLB. Free agency, like all season, is just all year. Like it's just all
because
winter.
There's no cap. There's no cap. So
guys just wait. Like it was in spring training when they signed Bryce. Like
It's when you have a cap, you need to be able to fill out other spots on your team quickly.
Yeah, you need to know.
So that's why guys sign. That's why guys sign very quickly in NBA and NFL.
What do you think? And listen, we can dream, right? Where do you think Shohei Ohtani ends up?
I've said it from the beginning, and I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah.
I think he's a Dodger.
Dodger, huh?
I think they've done the things in the last 2 or 3 years to put themselves in a position for Shohei. They let Corey Seager walk. They let Trey Turner walk. They let Scherzer walk. They let all these guys walk so that they could eventually go after him. It's not a far move.
Yep, no.
It's stay in state.
Yep.
It's stay on the West Coast.
Yep.
It's interesting. You know, nice weather all year round.
It's just if he wants the bright lights on him. Like, he seems like a quiet, reserved guy. Doesn't really
I don't know too much.
I
don't know if I feel that way necessarily about him. I just don't think he's had much of an opportunity in the, like, Not saying it's not his fault, but he hasn't had much opportunity to have the bright lights.
Sure.
So I don't know what the bright lights are for him.
Well,
know?
I think that's the reason he went to the Angels. So he didn't have the bright lights on him. Like, he could have went anywhere, and he chose the Angels.
Yeah, most of the Japanese guys go to the West Coast though.
No, I get they go to the West Coast, but
man, I don't know.
Here's a proposal for you. We talked about it a little bit ago with Castellanos and the guy that I'm about to mention. Trade Castellanos and maybe throw in a sweetener for Corbin Burns. And then for Castellanos' replacement in right field, you sign Cody Bellinger.
I need a right-handed bat really bad.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's
but...
tough.
Yep.
It's especially with a manager like Rob Thompson, who has said multiple times this year that Trey's not leading off and Schwarber's not hitting second because of the fact that they don't want lefty. They want lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty. They don't want lefty, lefty, right, lefty, lefty, righty. Like, is that, like things like that.
Yeah, but like how overblown is the whole left right thing?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just telling you what the man.
Because like I've been hearing the last two seasons how Marsh or Stott can't hit lefties, and like that's all they do is hit lefties. So like
more than just hitting lefty starters. It's being able to outmanage the other guy in pulling in a left-handed bullpen arm, like in certain spots.
Yeah, but like here's the thing, and I'm gonna sound real negative right now. I don't think Rob Thompson's outmanaging anybody, no matter what the roster looks like.
I'm not saying he's outmanaging anybody. I'm just telling you he doesn't want to get outmanaged. Is what I'm saying. Yeah. He doesn't want it to be where it gives the opportunity in the ninth inning to have three lefties in a row or two or three lefties for a left-handed bullpen guy in the eighth, ninth inning.
Yeah, I just think it's overblown.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just telling you, I don't think. I would like Cody Bellinger, sure, but I think they really need a right-hand power bat.
Okay, fair enough.
Even with Castellanos, so if they lose Castellanos, I think you need two, at least.
Yeah, I mean the problem is who's out there.
Right, via trade or free agency.
Right. Yeah. So we shall see. It'll be a long winter.
It's gonna be interesting, though.
Let's talk about something interesting that we talked a little bit about last week. Are the Sixers the best team in the East?
They're the best team in basketball right now, I think.
Well, I was sticking with the East, but we can talk all basketball if you want. But Tyrese Maxey's dropping 50.
They are the best team in basketball right now.
Yeah.
Record wise.
What, 8-1?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, he's getting the opportunity.
Good coaching goes a long way.
Great coaching goes a long way.
Oh, yep, but yep. Said it better.
Yeah. He's just and I think it was the Boston game. I forget what game it was. It was after our show, but before last night's game. He had a really really rough first half, and it came back in the second half and just was hitting dimes. Like, he just came out of nowhere in the second half. So that's really refreshing to see. But yeah, I mean, apparently he worked with Drew Hanlon over the summer. So I don't know if you saw Joel Embiid's, like, I don't know if he tweeted it or had a press conference after. He said something along the lines of, like, he could have been this guy 2 years ago if he would have listened to me and went to Drew Hanlon, who's like the best basketball trainer out there.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So it's him and Jason Tatum go to Drew Hanlon. So okay. That's definitely worked wonders.
Yeah, I mean, we've kind of seen confident. The flashes. I was gonna say we've seen the flashes over the last couple of years of Tyrese Maxey. It's, can he do it consistently, and can he be one of the guys? And yeah. Right now, I mean, what's he averaging? Close to 30 at this point? 20, 26 a game, something like that. I think it's like 26 a game. He's averaging points wise.
Well, after last night, he's at 29 almost.
29, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, before last night, I think it was like 25.
So you're going to have two guys, you have two guys who almost average over 30. Like Embiid is 30, averages 32.
Yep.
Maxey's almost at 30. Which, they're probably not going to sustain that all year.
No. That's really tough to do. It's hard to. It is.
It's, you could have two guys average over 25, but, yeah, I mean they look really, really, really good right now.
Yep, and I think they had four guys average over 20 at one point, and then one of those guys had to go get hit by a fucking car.
Yeah, yeah, he was actually under 20, because
was he?
Had a bad game. I think it was the night that the last Monday.
He had like 3 points. They scored 150 and he had three.
Yeah. I think he had five. Yeah, I think it was five.
Yeah.
Or no. He might have three. He was 1 for 5. That's what it was.
Yeah.
You're right. He had three. But yeah, I think he was at like 18 or something.
Okay. Yeah. So he was at 20 at one point.
Yeah. I don't know.
How long are they expecting to be out? I know he's broken ribs or whatever. And
depends how it heals. Yeah. Tobias is at 20. But
as somebody who has broken a rib, it's fucking painful. He might be out for the next like 8 months. Like, dude, no lie. I only broke one rib. It still hurts. And that happened in July.
Yeah. But here's why
I'm not a professional. I'm not a professional athlete. Is where you're going with this?
No.
Because that's true.
Smart.
Okay, go
what
ahead.
Makes him smart and not you smart is that he actually got help right away. So he's able to do those things.
It's a good point. It's a good point. I waited like a week
to get healthier faster.
That's a good point.
And
he's also dealing with like the best doctors in the world. Like he's a professional athlete, so that also helps.
Right. He got hit by a car. So
it's
fell down steps.
Step. I don't even know that I could put a plural. I don't even know that I could put a plural on that. It was just like 1.5 steps. Like it's basically one step.
It's really a shame. It really depends on how it heals, really, because ribs you can't really like. I don't think you can go in and like do surgery on them necessarily.
There's nothing you can do. Yeah, right. There's nothing you can do. They just heal.
You kind of have to deal with it. Yeah, you kind of have to deal with it and. I read somewhere it could be anywhere from like a month to like 12 weeks to, it all just kind of depends on how they.
Depends on how the rib heals. Like, it's nobody know. Like, as the thing is, again, somebody who's an expert in getting the rib broken, they pretty much told me there's nothing you could do. Just sit and it heals. So,
yeah, we can ask Marilyn Manson. What that's like. No, I'm just kidding.
he would know what it's. Well, that's getting removed. I don't know if it's the same thing as getting it broken.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like it's a little different. His was for self himself
enjoyment.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Self pleasure. We don't have to get into that. Is that a true story? Did that actually happen? Like
no,
I know that was an urban myth.
Think
I don't. That can't be. That can't be true.
I don't think so. If you're unfamiliar with what it is, just ask one of us.
Nah, people know.
I feel like there are some people who don't know.
Is that how old we are now? That like,
I actually think it's the other way around. I think it's if we have older listeners.
That happened.
They would know.
That happened like 15 years ago.
It's a lot longer than that, but
it was 20?
Like the 90s.
Nah, was it?
Yeah.
25.
It was like a myth when we were kids. Like
right.
Like
But Sixers looking good. All that tell you.
Yeah, we got.
Did they finally? It wasn't a hit and run, was it? The dude like stopped
no
or whatever.
Idea.
They haven't
not
released
sure.
any information. I want to know like how this happened, where it happened. You know, if they found James Harden yet? Because apparently he was behind the wheel.
I've read some things on the internet, but and everything we read on the internet's true. So
obviously.
I have read that it was a hit and run, then I read that it wasn't. So
nobody knows.
All I know is it happened on Broad and Locust, where around where he lives. So
okay. And like, what kind of car was it? Like, that's what I also want to know.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a Prius. No, I don't know.
No, like my guess,
a pretty big car.
That's if you're hitting how tall is Uber? 6'5", 6'6", 6'7"? Like,
yeah.
If you're hitting him in the ribs, it's got to be a pretty big car, a pretty big vehicle.
I heard that it was the mirror.
Yeah, side view mirror. Yep.
So,
if a mirror is hitting him in the ribs, it's got to be a pretty big fucking vehicle.
How?
I don't think a Honda Civic, like a Honda Civic side view mirror would have hit him in like the shin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm trying to figure out how tall he is.
He's probably,
6'7",
6'7", so.
Going back to the Sixers, I'd really still love for them to go out and get another, like, big piece. I think that would really set them over the top still, even with Tyrese playing this way.
I guess it depends on who the piece is, though, right?
Even if it's a third guy, like a third score, like a third, like a number three guy, I'm all in.
But what also depends... Well, it also depends personality-wise, right? Because I think that goes a long way because you just got rid of the locker room cancer and James Harden, and now they're playing well without him. And I don't think you want to bring in another me guy.
I think if Chicago falls apart,
LaVine.
Well, as much as I would like LaVine, I mean, if Tyrese keeps this up, I don't think you need LaVine. I would go after DeRozan, honestly.
Okay.
I think he's a third guy. He could be your third guy. I think he knows that, you know, he's a veteran in this league. He could score.
I feel like Chicago's been talking
good defensively.
I feel like Chicago's been talking about like blowing it up for the last like 3 years
Well, here's the thing. They went out, they trade for LaVine, they went out, they trade for Lonzo Ball. They go out and they sign Vukovic, like, and the first year together, like, they didn't play too well. Then Ball gets hurt. He was like the main thing that team like facilitates. And it's just, yeah, I don't know. DeRozan was the early MVP favorite last year. It just keeps falling apart. And I've read that if it keeps going this way, they're gonna blow it up like very, very soon.
Yeah.
So. We'll see.
Yep.
I would love LaVine, but I think he's going to command the ball a little too much.
Yeah.
With the way that Maxi's playing. And here's the thing with Maxi and Embiid. Like, yeah, it's great that they both look amazing right now, but, like, we're going to have to see this when it matters the most.
Sure, yeah.
You know, can Maxi do this over a year? Can Joel do this in the playoffs? Like, so.
Can he stay healthy in the playoffs? Like,
right.
Well, I know technically last year was healthy. But he also kind of wasn't. Like, he was beat. Like, he was playing. He wasn't 100%. He was playing at what? 50%? 60%?
Probably more than that.
You think 75? Yeah. Not much more than 75. Like, I think he was pretty beat up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. Long season. Like we said, the baseball season doesn't matter until like March. So,
mm-hmm. I would say mid-January.
Yeah.
Is when it really starts to heat up.
All right. NFL, I mean, obviously no Eagles game.
Yep.
They play the Chiefs Monday Night Football. What are we doing with the show next week? Moving to the Tuesday?
Tuesday, probably. Okay. I thought we could do Sunday, but we're not going to be able to talk about the game. So.
Right, exactly. That's why I figured Tuesday. Yeah. So. Yeah, so.
And that'll be a Thanksgiving episode, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving week. Yep. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll do a draft or something.
We'll have to figure something out. You weren't on last year's Thanksgiving episode, I don't think. Because that was the...
Was that not?
I don't think so, because last Thanksgiving episode, I remember... Or maybe it was 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. But is when I did the one chip challenge, and Doug and Kylie came on.
Right.
He came on, and because it was Thanksgiving, he was asking me Thanksgiving-related trivia questions.
Okay.
So it was either the week of Thanksgiving or... 2 weeks before Thanksgiving.
Okay. I know the year before I argued with Rich from Drunk on Broad about Thanksgiving and how great of a holiday it is. And
was Rich on here? It was here?
No. So we were talking, I forget how we were, it was, I think it might have been through, like on a Twitter thread or like some kind of conversation between us, all of us, and we got into like a little bit of a debate. So like,
I was saying stuff again?
On our show, like he hates Thanksgiving and I love Thanksgiving and I think it's the best day of the year and he thinks it's the worst. So
we might have to have him come on for like a 15 minute segment next Tuesday. He used to be a cook.
So I think,
or like, at least, yeah. Was he a cook or just worked in the restaurant industry somehow? I think
he was in catering or something. And,
okay. Yeah.
He just was not a big fan of Thanksgiving to have to do all that and then go home and do it. So,
which is fair. I get it.
Yeah, of course. But I think he's been out of that field for a while. So like,
okay, somebody's whose job gets absolutely hell, you know, for Christmas time, I can relate. Cause like, I hated Christmas for the longest time. Like it made me an absolute Grinch because of my job. So. Right. So I can relate to Rich there,
okay,
for sure.
But yeah, but. So we had playful words. I had said some stuff on our show. He had said some stuff on his, and stuff to laugh about. So
right, yeah.
Bring
the debate back. It's fine.
Yeah,
we'll think of something for next week. Then
we can't do food because I only eat like 3 Thanksgiving foods.
How is okay? Hold on. How do you consider it the greatest day of the year? but you only eat like three foods. Like, what do you eat?
So I eat turkey, I eat mashed potatoes, I eat corn, I eat, what else is there?
I don't know, like.
I'm drawing a blank here.
But you said three, those are the three things you eat.
Well, there no, I go. Probably eat more than that, honestly. Our family does soup. Yep. I don't know if that counts.
There's some sort of pasta. Some sort of pasta,
yeah,
maybe.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like it because you wake up, you know, play football. Then
what's the deal with this? By the way, what's the deal with this turkey bowl that I'm gonna be in? Like, what's this level? What's a competitive level here? What am I getting myself into? Am I gonna wake up Friday morning like all sore and shit?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, do you guys like how all out do you guys go? Do you guys get like cleats and everything, or wear cleats?
Yeah,
I don't have cleats.
I don't think all guys.
Okay, I don't own cleats.
I wear cleats, I wear gloves, I wear, you know, I don't know if I'll wear gloves this year, but...
I don't have any of that.
Yeah.
I'm a rookie this year.
So, yeah, we wake up and usually we play like around like 9 or 10 o'clock.
I think I heard 10 or...
Okay, and then... I think. And then, yeah, we do like a small halftime and then, because everybody's old and out of shape and everybody just kind of needs a breather. And then we play a second half and then... back in the day, like, we used to hang out for a little bit afterwards. Like, we used to play, like, some Can Jam or, like,
okay.
You know. But that's kind of gone away since everybody's had a
older with families. Yeah, you want to get home to the families.
And then, So, it's always been a tradition. This will be my 15th or 14th year.
Really? You've been doing that for this long?
Yeah.
This is my first time. This is my first time getting an invite.
Oh, no, it's not. It's probably, like, your 10th.
Well, I said no to the first couple, and then just out of, like, you know, it became a bit that I just had to say no every year.
Right.
So I was committed to the bit for 14 years.
Nah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And then you come home, you watch football, you know, we do my wife's family, and then we do our family, and then, and then it's football all day. That's why it's my favorite day of the year. Food, even though it's the same three or four or five things that I eat, I eat a lot of it.
And then like the next day, like leftover turkey, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
What's your favorite? I guess we could wait till next week.
What was the question? And I'll prepare.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving dessert?
Oh, that's easy. Okay. That's easy. We'll save it next week.
All right.
But that's an easy answer. Well,
okay. Just give it to me now.
Okay, I mean, does it count as a dessert? I don't know that it counts as a dessert.
Sweet potato pie?
Yes, sweet potato like casserole kind of thing. But I eat it with dinner, so I don't know that it counts as a. Because I was originally going to say that, but I don't think it counts. So I will go with like a good pumpkin pie.
Okay.
And which is funny. And we're doing this whole Thanksgiving thing a week too early, but it's fine. It's funny. I grew up, I never had pumpkin. Like, I never tried it. And then, like, two years ago, just random, we just had it sitting around. I tried it, and it was game changer. Like, it's delicious.
I don't like anything pumpkin, so
pumpkin pie?
I've never had pumpkin pie, but try I also it. Like pumpkin flavor.
That's what I thought. That's what okay. I thought, too.
Maybe.
Until I had pumpkin pie, and then I was hooked on pumpkin pie. So I'm not really a fan of the pumpkin spice stuff.
Yeah.
But pumpkin pie, delicious.
I'm not a big cinnamon guy. I love the smell of it, and I wish I liked it.
Cinnamon's so good.
But I wish I liked it, man. I really do. I'm really that's like one of the very few things that I don't like that a lot of people like that I'm very jealous of not liking.
It's like to the point where
I might just like, I want to like it so bad.
You just got to force yourself to it. Yeah.
Yeah, to like it.
You force your body to like it, exactly.
Yeah.
Apple pie is solid too.
Okay. I think my favorite dessert, I think it's not necessarily a Thanksgiving.
I think I know where you're going with this because I'm having it in my mind too. What are you gonna say?
Okay. Because you can have it whenever.
Yep.
But I've only had it around Thanksgiving. Banana cream pie.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I agree. Yeah. Yep.
I love a banana cream pie.
Delicious. No, it's delicious.
I have it twice a year. I have it in October and November.
What's October?
Because Linvilla has my favorite.
Okay.
So I go to Linvilla in October and I get a pie and I eat the whole fucking thing. And then November comes and I have to limit to
Thanksgiving.
Like one.
Yep.
Yeah.
No, banana cream pie. Banana cream pie is delicious. I agree with you.
It's very, very good.
It's very, very good.
I didn't try that till like 2 or 3 years ago.
Really? No, banana cream pie is great. So good.
My mouth is watering now.
Yeah, I know, right? And it's like 10 o'clock at night, and yeah. Anyway, well, want to do against the spread for next week?
Yep.
You have your picks, right?
Yep. Yep.
All right. So a little bit of an update. I just have the list up. So I am one in
three. Good for us tonight.
For none of us. I'm 1-3. With the Bills minus 7.5. You're 1-3 with the Bills also minus 7.5. Not looking good for us.
What was the over-under for Chris?
47.5. He had the under.
What's the score now?
I don't know. I don't have the I'm watching the Oilers game.
15-8. He's looking good, though.
He's looking good. He's 0-4, so a chance to go either 0-5 or 1-4. So for the total, me and you both sit at 22-22.
I was going to say that's going to get us at 500.
Yep. Over 500. Well, it's either over 500 or under 500.
I think it's looking under. I think it's looking like it's, under 500. Right.
Right. And Chris is 18-26.
Yeah, that was a rough week for him. I hope he didn't bet the mortgage on the Giants.
No, definitely not. He had the Giants plus 15.
Yeah.
They got destroyed. All right, so week 11, what do you got?
I got, I hate to do this, but I got the Cowboys at Panthers, the Cowboys minus 10.5.
Okay.
I got the Cardinals, Texans minus 4.5.
Okay.
And then I'm going to do it again. The Seahawks at the Rams. The Seahawks minus 1.
Where is that game?
L.A.
It's an interesting line.
And then my over. What's that?
So it's an interesting line. 1. Yeah. Minus 1.
I got the Eagles-Chiefs. The Eagles-Chiefs over 46.5. And then I got the Cardinals-Texans under 47.5.
I was looking at that.
There's a lot of low.
Under what was it?
47.5.
Okay.
There were a lot of over unders in like the 30s, and I was just like.
So, it's funny. Out of your 5 picks, I have 3 of them that are the same.
Okay.
I have the Cowboys minus 10.5 against the Panthers as well. I have the Texans minus 4.5 against the Cardinals as well. CJ Stroud's looking pretty goddamn good.
He's looking pretty good.
Yeah. I have the Eagles Chiefs over 46.5. And then the two that are different, I'm going a couple big lines this week. Dolphins, Raiders. Yeah. The Dolphins, while I think they're frauds and not as good as people think they are, they beat up on the piss poor teams, and that's what the Raiders are. So give me the Dolphins minus 11.5.
I was looking at that. Go ahead, give me your last one.
Bucks, Niners under 41.5.
Okay. I was looking at the Raiders, Dolphins, but I think the Raiders have played so well these last 2 weeks, or ever since they fired McDaniels.
Yep, they have. They're playing for their new guy. Yeah,
yeah. It scared me a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, but I was thinking about it.
I just, the Dolphins either destroy bad teams or they lose to good teams. Like,
yeah.
And I the Raiders are playing harder for their new coach, but I just think talent will just, you know, come to the front of that game, and I think the Dolphins take it.
The fact that the Bills and the Dolphins are not as good as we thought, like, the Jets are still in this somehow.
Yep.
They're not going to win the division, but, like, they're still in this.
I think the Raiders are technically crazy. Still in it.
Well, Denver's 3-5.
Yeah, they're 5. The Raiders are 5-5.
Kansas City's 7-2.
Yeah. But the Raiders are still in, like, the wild card position.
Right. I meant division. I meant division for the Jets.
They're 2 games out. I guess. I mean, the problem is you got to leapfrog 2 teams. Like, they're not second 2 games out. Like,
oh no, I don't think they do it. I'm just saying that they're still in it. It's crazy. Thinking Aaron Rodgers, you know, Rodgers is still out. They looked really bad the first 3 weeks that Wilson started.
So here's a conversation I had with somebody this week. Because I'm looking at the standings, the AFC East. Do you think the Patriots fire Bill Belichick?
No,
I don't think so. Either.
Didn't they just give him a deal?
Did they? I don't know about that. I'm not sure. I'm
pretty sure they just, like, 2 weeks ago, they gave him an extension.
They look awful. Like, terrible.
Yeah. Their quarterback is not.
No, he stinks. But, like, well, Belichick's to blame for that.
So, well, why?
He's their GM. He basically, like, he makes the picks. He didn't develop the quarterback.
So, I think Mac Jones has the ability. I just think he went to the worst, one of the worst spots to go to develop because Bill Belichick doesn't develop players very well. So
there's a guy named Tom Brady that turned out pretty good.
Yes. I mean, that's one guy, though.
Sure.
Who else has he developed?
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
I mean, look, Julian Edelman, sure. Okay.
Wes Welker.
Wes Welker was already in the league before coming there, though.
Yeah, I guess he was. Yeah. I mean, he developed those defenses on, like, the early 2000s. Now, granted, that was 20 fucking years ago, but...
I meant offensively.
Oh, offensively?
Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, you're trying to think of... Trying to think of, like, running backs. They've kind of had just a revolving door of running backs in there. Wide receiver.
They've been really, really bad since Brady's left. You know, I give Belichick credit for... helping create Brady, but I think he needed Brady more than Brady needed him. And I think Mac Jones, if he would have went to the right team, he could have been decent, but I think he just went to a place that really is not, you know,
right.
He's not able to grow.
Yeah, we were just talking about it with somebody that I work with about it, and he's like, oh, they might fire him. I was like, there's no chance. Like, even if they want to fire him, he's done so much for that franchise. They'll just wait till the end of the year. They'll just wait till the end of the year and mutually part ways. Like, that's how they would do it.
He's got so much on Robert Kraft, it's not even funny, probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's won them, what, 7 Super Bowls, like, or 6? I think it was 6. But, yeah, I just see no way. Got anything else you want to talk about before we get out of here? About the NFL, anything in general? Jaguars are frauds too, by the way.
I don't know that they're frauds. They played a really, really good defense.
They did. I just, you know, I said it all last year that I think they're frauds. So this is nothing new. It's just me reiterating a take that I had last year. Everybody was blowing Doug Peterson, saying how great of a team the Jaguars were, and then they played good teams in the playoffs and lost.
They almost beat the Chiefs.
Almost horseshoes and hand grenades.
I'm just telling you, man. They played well in the playoffs last year. They came back against the Chargers, and then
I think they're overrated.
I don't think anybody's saying that they're the number one team in the NFL.
In coming to the season, people were saying Trevor Lawrence was like a top 3 quarterback.
Nobody said he was a top 3 quarterback. People are saying he's top 10. Sure. There's nobody in this world. If you give me one person that is worth any of our time that has said that Trevor Lawrence is better than Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Herbert, Hurts, and Burrow, tell me who it is.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to find. All right, that list doesn't have. I mean, this is going to take me way too long to.
Right, because it's not true.
This out. No, probably not. Maybe top 5, top 10.
If because he is top 10, he definitely is top 10. He's. It goes right now. Today,
I just saw one at 7. All
right. Right now, today, it goes Mahomes is 1, Burrow is 2, Hurts is 3, Josh Allen is 4, and Herbert's 5. And then it goes.
I've seen people put CJ Stroud into the top 5. So
no.
This week. I'm just saying.
Then it goes Lamar, and then it goes.
Lamar's a fraud.
It probably goes to Trevor Lawrence. I think he's around there.
I'm trying to look at preseason rankings. I know coming into the year, everybody's high on him. I can't find anybody picking
definitely
him
top
three
10.
Though, so.
If anybody had him at 5 or lower, I mean, if anybody had him anywhere in the top 5, like, it's just to get you to watch their show or.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Looking at a preseason list, 10 Tua, Kirk, Rodgers, Lawrence at 7. Yeah, a lot of them have him at like 7, 8. Heading into the season. All right, fair enough.
But I think.
But a lot of lists had, you know, sorry, because a lot of lists had like Josh Allen in the top 3 or 4, and like He hasn't so been great this year.
Here's the thing with Josh Allen, though. I think that Mahomes... I think Josh Allen is probably the second most talented quarterback in the league.
Sure.
I think Hurts is the fourth most talented quarterback in the league. I just think that... So I think talent-wise, it goes Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Hurts, Herbert. Talent-wise. But I think that right now... Like, just when you put them on the field and you have to win a game, it's Mahomes, Burrow, Hurts, Josh Allen.
Sure. Personally.
Like, I think Burrow and Mahomes are more like Brady and Peyton, and Josh Allen is more like Ben Roethlisberger, where he's going to win one Super Bowl and...
I don't even know that he does that, always, to be honest.
Well, he's got a long career still.
He does, but, like, he turns the ball over just so easily.
Sure. But he's still got a long career ahead of him. I just think he's more like Roethlisberger, where he's gonna win a Super Bowl. He's always gonna make the playoffs and just always come up short.
Yeah.
I think what does Roethlisberger have too?
Oh, he won his rookie year. Did he win one after that? I think so.
I don't think he won his rookie. No rookie quarterback has ever won.
Was it not his rookie year?
They lost his AFC in the AFC Championship.
Okay, maybe it was his second year. It was early in his career. He won one.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his second year.
So I know that they beat Arizona in 2009.
Right. If only we had this thing called Google.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful tool.
So I think he's got two. So I think he's got his second or third year in the league. They beat Seattle. I think it was 2005. It was his second year in the league. And then in 2009, they beat Arizona. And then in 2010 or 11, they lost to Green Bay. That was Rodgers' only Super Bowl.
He has two rings, 2006, 2009.
Okay.
Yep.
So I just think Josh Allen is more like that, and Burrow is, it's going to be Burrow, Mahomes, always battling, and people just thought it was going to be Mahomes and Allen. So.
Yeah. Herbert's, I'm not that high on Herbert.
All
either.
The talent in the world. He's got all the talent in the world.
When are they going to get him a new coach?
Well, I don't think you could judge him until that happens.
Yeah. She can't win. She can't win shit.
Yeah, that coach is really bad. So
yeah,
that was a good game though. I mean, there was no defense. I don't know if you saw any of that.
I did not.
But
I don't watch any football this weekend. It was nice and relaxing. Because I told you, I'm dumb with fantasy football. So like, I didn't check my scores this weekend. It was wonderful.
Yeah,
nice and relaxing. So,
all right.
You got anything else before we get out of here?
That's it.
All right, nice easy week. No Eagles to talk about. So there's really not much there. We will be back next Tuesday. Like us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter at Fired Up Sports. Check out the site, firedupsports.com. Mark Ramos still doing his thing on the week.
By the way, we forgot to say that 2 weeks ago was 1 year for our network.
Was it? Okay. It was
October 31st. Yeah.
That's right. Tuesday, I forgot about that.
The Tuesday before.
Yeah. Yep.
So officially a year.
That year fucking went by quick. God damn.
That's what happens when the Phillies are in the playoffs and in the World Series and the Eagles are fucking only lose three games in the last, or four games in the last, five games, whatever it is, in the last 2 years, last year.
Yep.
2 years, whatever it is, two seasons, but yeah.
Well, look at that. Check out all the podcasts on the network. You can find them at Fired Up Sports. They're on there. And we're going to get out of here. We will see everybody next Tuesday. Go Birds.